You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
A warm welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Sunday's edition where we'll be looking ahead to the action at Nace. Sam Norris here, joined on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to every race today from the Irish venue. And you'll hear full race commentaries and results live on William Hill's Racing Radio in the company of Darren Owen, Craig Forsyth and Lord John Budden on this Sunday. But first of all, we must introduce Andy to the podcast. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, enjoyed my 2 days at William Hill Towers, back home. On the coal face as usual, going through the Nace card for you today, which looks very competitive for this busy Sunday.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff at Nace later on today, particularly that valuable handicap and a couple of grade twos as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I fancy one quite strongly in one of the handicaps as well. But yeah, that grade two is very competitive. Probably hasn't brought together the very top echelon of novice hurdlers over in Ireland, but It is sort of like a lot of the reserves, if you like, from the powerful stables are running their horses that perhaps aren't going to Cheltenham. So it's a good opportunity for one of them.
Yes, absolutely. We'll get a word on that race a little bit later on, but we must start with the Nace opener today. This comes up at 1:15. We begin things with a 2-mile maiden hurdle where Vigil is the 1-4 favourite this morning. 5-4 about Coeur Joyeux. Timings everything is 6-1. It's 20-1 bar those. A very warm favourite here, Andy. Is there any opposing him?
There probably isn't, no. He should really take care of this field today. We know he's a top-class bumper horse. Of course, he was fifth in last year's Grade 1 at the Cheltenham Festival behind Moon Racer, a race which has worked out particularly well so far this season. And he didn't do too much wrong on his debut, albeit he couldn't justify favouritism behind two nice horses, a Toy Phil and Don't Touch It. Of course, Don't Touch It runs later on in the Grade 2. I think ideally, Better Ground will suit this horse long term. I don't think he really wants to be ploughing his way through the mud on heavy ground. As we saw last year, he's better on a decent surface, which allowed him to perform to his best. And I think if it wasn't for the fact that it's such a weak race, there's no Willie Mullins trained horse in there, and it's a good opportunity for this horse, then we probably wouldn't have even seen him in this race. The obvious forecast horse, or each way horse, or without the favourite horse, depending on how many options you want, is called Joyo, who was a decent bumper horse himself, although he didn't win a race. He was knocking at the door on several occasions. It has to be said, he ran a little bit below expectation in the sense he got beat quite a long way at Fairy House behind Victory Mill. It was a race that will be synonymous for the Willie Mullins horse falling at the last when the race was in safe keeping a quarter tour, and of course he runs later on, but Sandra Hughes' charge should at least improve upon that and be good enough to finish in the frame. But yeah, all eyes are on Vigil. He should win barring accidents.
Okay, then there's Andy's thoughts in the first. That's the 1:15. We'll move ahead to the 2:20 now, which is race number 2 on the Nace card today. A 2-mile handicap hurdle for us here, where You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet is the 2-1 favourite. It's 2-1 about Court Challenge. Ice Call 8-1. 9-1 for Mr. Cosmopolitan. Swamp Fox is 9-1 as well, and it's 10-1 or bigger the remainder. Talk us through this one, Andy.
Yeah, sometimes you just get an affinity or an affection for a horse that you quite like, you just think they're nice and that there could be plenty of fun to be had with them over the years, or they've made you money along the way and you obviously follow them quite religiously. And I think this horse I'm going to tip here falls into both of those two categories. You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. From a stable, I really like Eddie Harter. He hasn't got that many horses, Eddie, but the ones that he does have, he doesn't make too many mistakes with, particularly when he gets them handicapped. And when he's got a very good horse, and you know he can run it in a much better grade. This You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet has run with a good deal of promise and just his 3 starts to date. Didn't see much of him first time out at Fairy House. That was a bit of an educational run, but he stepped up markedly on that when he was third here on his next start behind two nice horses, Hurry Henry, who contested Grade 2 later on, and subsequent winner Fairly Legal, who ran a nice race in that particular contest. But You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet was a big eye catch. He was a 50-1 poke. Not a great deal was expected of him that day, but He did not stay on very eye-catchingly to finish third. The form of the race and the time of the race suggests that that was very good form. And he backed up that view with, a comfortable success next time out in a maiden hurdle at Ferryhouse, beating two decent sorts of a very highly regarded and strongly fancied on the day in the shape of Space Cadet and Burgas. Now, Burgas has bolted up since, recording a very fast time down in Thurles, and he could be quite a live one for one of the handicaps at the Cheltenham Festival. Time-wise, it wasn't anything off the scale, but it was just the overall level of competition and form which suggests to me that that was very good form. Therefore, I do think he's not badly handicapped here for a mark of 123 on his opening salvo in this kind of sphere. He's a real proper chasing type, but he has got a good cruising speed and he does quicken well. And it doesn't really bother me he's dropping back down in four furlongs because he's already proven over this stiff track over that 2 miles as well. There are obviously plenty of other horses who are used to running in these races, and a lot of punters will be keen to get perhaps with some value further down the line. But I'm going to go with the top weight here. I think he's got a touch of class, and hopefully that can be proven correct in the 220.
You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet then gets the vote in that 220 race. Race number three comes up at 255. We've got a Grade B handicap chase here, a novice handicap chase over 2.5 miles, where Marlbrook is the 11-4 favourite this morning. Net de Cossa is 7-2. 4-1 about Mr. Diablo. Vicangelome is 13-2. 8-1 for Unnoble and 12s bar those. A valuable handicap chase here, Andy, and it's attracted a decent field.
It has, yeah. I always like this race. You get a certain type of horse which is running fair levels, fair standard, i.e. graded races, now running in handicaps. It is almost like a grade three, this, to be fair. And we have to bear in mind that Giggingstown Stud really like this race. They've won it several years in the past, and they won it last year, of course, with Empire of Dirt, who's gone on to make up into a decent handicapper so far this season. And they've got Net de Cossa, Wrath of Titans, and Captain Von Trapp out of those three. I think Net de Cossa is probably the chief representative. He's got the first colours for a start-off, but the fact that William Mullins brought him all the way over to this country and decided to run him in the Feltham, wasn't it, on the Christmas period on Boxing Day at Kenton, suggested that he thought very highly of him. He didn't quite get the trip that day, but prior to that he was good over 2 miles. He beat, of course, Blazer, who was in that race and finished third, and he's been doing quite well over hurdle. So his overall profile is quite a good one. But that said, I still think he might have something to think about here in the shape of Marlbrook, who I really like this horse. He's a proper, dowdy, strong, travelling, powerful running front runner was a bit unlucky when he was going well on his first start of offensives in that race that eventually went the way of Black Hercules. I think he would have definitely shaken up the front two in the betting that day, such as the pace he was going. Although it was too early to say where he would have finished, he still had plenty left, and he's run two splendid races subsequently. He got beat at Down Royal, but the horse that beat him was useful, Noble Endeavour, and back in third, Venetian Demise, won twice since. And then his best performance for me the last time out was at Ferryhouse, when he made the running yet again and stayed on very strongly to beat a couple of horses who have got good track form. I'm pretty sure he'll be ridden aggressively again, and that can obviously reap rewards around a track like this where sound jumping is often rewarded. Barry Geraghty is on as well, so that's obviously a signal of intent from the connections. So Marlbrook is just a horse I like. I think he'll give us a great run for our money, whatever happens from the front, and let's hope that he stays there.
Marlbrook the one then for Andy in the 255. The next race to come up is at 3:30. We've got a 2 mile grade two novices hurdle here, where Don't Touch It is the 6-5 favourite this morning. Or Court de Tour is 7-2. 5-1 Boulder Arc. Moon Over Germany is a 7's chance. 10-1 for Marrakouche and 12's bar those. Another good racing prospect here, Andy.
Yeah, so I do like Don't Touch It. I think he's a very, very smart horse, and I certainly know where we're at with him, having tipped him a few times on the podcast. He was second twice behind Stoneheart and Toy Phil. That was obviously a representation of very good form. And then, not surprisingly, got off the mark at Leopardstown, beating subsequent winner Beau Moan. So his form is absolutely top quality, and he certainly deserves to take his chance in a much better grade of race. But whether he's a 6-5 chance against this field, he's very much open to debate. And very similarly to his name, I couldn't touch him at that price. And I do think there's a couple of horses in this race that represent value, most notably Moon Over Germany, who caught the eye first time out at Thurles behind a very nice horse of William Mullins' Cup Petite Mouchoir. Then he stepped up, as expected, quite markedly on that performance next time out at Navan. I think I tipped him on the podcast that day, and he beat Baldark quite readily on that occasion. Don't think there's any fluke in that performance. And Baldark himself, the second, has gone on to prove that form is certainly very believable, with a third behind Min, of course. And then most notably, when he lowered the colours of Raw Caviar next time out in a good listed race down in Punchestown. He's subsequently bailed out, funny enough, gone on to record two very, very fast speed figures himself. And these two are top of my sheet on the numbers. Moon over Germany's race at Navan was very good, and Baldock's subsequent efforts prove that he's also getting quicker as he gets more races. So I do think these are the two to concentrate on here, certainly at the prices. But Moon over Germany is definitely the pick. I think 7-1's a total misread by the bookmakers, and I think the track and the ground will suit him perfectly. So Edward Harty has got a really good strong lineup here with his horses today, and he definitely has a keen chance here in this Grade 2.
Moon over Germany, the vote then for Andy in the 3:30. Race number 5 comes up at 4:05. We've got a 2-mile chase here. This is another Grade 2 event where Simply Ned for Nicky Richards is the 11-10 favourite. 5-2 about Bright New Dawn. 7-1 for Days Hotel. Twin Light is 8-1. Mount Cola 11-1. It's 16-1 for Cause of Causes. And the outsider is Glenwood Forever at 200-1. We're used to Irish trainers coming over here and raiding the big pots, Andy, but it's working the other way around with Nicky Richards heading over to Ireland.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, he had his big chance, didn't he, a couple of starts ago when he had the race almost handed to him on a plate where Undersco fell at the second last and virtually left Simply Ned to pick up the pieces. And he went clear on the run-in and looked as though it was all over. But once again, his propensity to kind of snatch defeat from the jaws of victory were there for all to see. And he got run out of it by Fleming Star. He never got in the race last time out, a much tougher assignment at Ascot. And you just kind of like wonder whether this horse will ever seal the deal and get the job done. We know he's got plenty of class because he does travel well and usually he's a very good jumper. He's certainly not up to champion chase standard nowadays, so this is a good opportunity for him here in this Grade 2 with no real superstars taking him on today. But I'm going to stick with the most reliable horse in the race here, and that's Bright New Dawn. And I think he'd be much beneficial from his victory and a confidence boost the last time out in that Clonmel race where he beat Ruby Lloyd. He's just been waiting to get his head in front for quite a while, and that was the opportunity which he seized upon. But you look at all his overall form, he's always knocking at the door, there or thereabouts in his Grade 2, Grade 1s. His speed figures are just unbelievable. He's just so metronomical, he almost runs to the same level time and time again. And when you get a horse like that, you just know what you're going to get, and that reliability factor is very much what I'm looking for in a race of this nature. So Bright New Dawn certainly ran a track where he's gone particularly well before. Following that win last time out, he's definitely the bet to be with there in that 4 o'clock.
Bright New Dawn then for Andy, for Gordon Elliott and Brian Cooper. We'll go ahead to the 4:35 now. This is a 3-mile handicap chase, and the betting is headed by White Arm at 5-4. Sunset to Rise is 5-1. 6-1 for On the Shannon. Unsizing is 10-1, as is Hicks Fix, and it's 12s bar those. What do you like in this one, Andy?
Yeah, I'd probably have to go with White Arm here. He's obviously got a good deal of progression. He should get better with more and more races. And typical Tony Martin horse that has just been brought along quite steadily. He's still only £8 higher than his last win at Navan. And that was the big eye-catching performance of this field for me, where he beat several in-form horses such as Milan Flyer the second, and most notably, at the time, Fleming Storm. I think went there off the back of two wins over hurdles and looked particularly well handicapped on his return to fences. And White Arm, to be fair, played with those two and treated him with absolute total disdain. He was always in control in the hands of Mark Walsh. He took the running up going down the back straight, and he gradually drew clear in the closing stages. The fact that he's won round Navan as well, one of the stiffest tracks in Ireland, and very similar, of course, to its sister track, Nace, suggests to me that he's going to be absolutely totally at home under today's conditions. He's also got a very light weight as well to carry with 10 stone 9 on his back. So White Arm, from now a stable just beginning to show signs that they're beginning to come back into form, is the choice in the 4:35.
White Arm then for Andy in the 4:35. The final race on Nace's card today comes up at 5:10. We close with a 2-mile bumper where it's all about two horses if the betting is to be believed. Avenir D'en V is 8-11, 6-5 about Tamlock Boy, and 22 bar that pair. Do you see it as a bit of a two-horse race, Andy?
No, I don't actually. I think it's a one-horse race. I'm actually surprised that this Avenir D'en V is 8-11. I'd have him a good deal shorter than that. I was really disappointed with Tamlock Boy's run last time out, albeit it was over hurdles at Garran, and you know he did jump to the right and chucked his chance away, to be fair. But I do think that form down in Garran, funny enough on the same card, when Willie Mullins' charge finished second too, the very smart, new to this town from the Jessica Harrington stable, he's definitely the best form on offer. Albeit he got beat that day, it was still a decent effort. prior to that, he'd beaten Delegate quite comfortably at Navan. And largely speaking, William Mullins' horses have been very much unopposable, as they ever are in these national flat races. So Avenue Arden Very, I think it's a decent price in the last, even though it's an odds-on poke. I'd have him a good bit shorter than the 8-11 he currently is.
OK, and his thoughts on the 5-10. Then just remind us, please, one more time, your seven selections for the action at Nice today.
Yeah, quality card today at Nice for a Sunday prior to Cheltenham. We've got some good horses on show. Vigil, maybe he'll put his final finishing touches to his preparations at the festival with a smooth win, hopefully, in the first race. In the second, I quite like the chances of the top weight here. I think he's a classy individual in the making. You ain't seen nothing yet. In the 255, I'll go with Marbrook, who was very good the last day down in Fairy House. In the 330, probably my best bet on the card at the price is that Moon over Germany. I suggest you back him each way. Hopefully all eight runners will get the post. Simply Ned squandered many golden opportunities in the past, and I couldn't trust him at a short price, so I'm going to go with the consistent and solid alternative, Bright New Dawn. In the 435, the penultimate race, White Arm still has the look of a very well-handicapped horse. And in the final race, Avenue Denouis, although beaten last time out, was probably beaten by a smart individual, and I'll give him another chance to beat the disappointing last time out at Tom Lockboy.
Andy Holding's thoughts then there ahead of the Nice card. Remember to tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio today, where you'll hear the Nice card covered in full alongside Market Raisin and Foss Last with Darren Owen, John Budden and Craig Forsyth in the studio. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Andy, and best of luck at Nice today.
Thanks so much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.